The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on MoneyLife, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
You know, it's a new year, but it's the same old dangers. And that's why we go into the danger zone with David Trainer. David is the president of New Constructs, and I think there's a great way to describe what New Constructs does. It does the due diligence you do not want to do. It digs in at the bottom of the footnotes and works its way up in a process that basically is designed to separate what the companies are telling you is going on with the numbers from what is really happening. And if you want more information, it is newconstructs.com or on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Happy 2013, Chuck. Great to be with you again.
All guests on Money Life appear on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower supports independent advice because it believes you should go to where you can get the best ideas without conflicts of interest. To see how that kind of open architecture can benefit you, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, David, who's in the danger zone this week?
Cabot Oil and Gas.
Danger, danger!
That is ticker symbol COG, and what have they done that says that trouble's coming?
Well, the first thing they did was get on my most dangerous stocks list, and the reason they're on that list is that they've got what we call misleading earnings, which means they're showing you positive improving trend in their accounting earnings while the actual economics of the business, the true profits, are declining and negative.
Let's explain sort of where that shows up, because what that means is that they're telling you that things are going well and you're saying the trend on the ongoing operations of the business is not so good.
That's right. And there can be a lot of things that cause that to happen. As you mentioned at the outset here, you know, the footnotes reveal all kinds of thousands of things, and that's what we specialize in, adding each item to our checklist of things to check. But for this company, for Cabot, it's the balance sheet that is hiding a bunch of bad stuff going on that's causing the economics of the business, the underlying cash flows, to move in an opposite direction from the earnings.
Well, let's discuss, what are some of those things that you found?
The biggest and the kind of ugliest thing is $313 million in accumulated asset write-downs. These are situations where management, and I'm putting this simply, but in essence, management has paid a certain price for assets and has, after some time, determined that the price of that, the value of those assets, is below what they paid for them, net of depreciation. So essentially, they're going out paying too much for things and then coming back to shareholders and saying, oh, by the way, we're just going to have to write off this equity you put in the business because we spent your capital on things that are no longer worth the price we paid.
So that's $313 million there. What else?
Well, just to put that in perspective, that's about 10 cents of reported assets, right? Ooh. So for every dollar you give these guys, this management team, they're writing off about 10 cents.
And that's straight waste. I mean, that's, hey, we overpaid and you now pay the price.
Exactly. I mean, there's sort of, in my opinion, this is sort of the worst indicator of management's ability to create value, or an indicator of how well they destroy value. The other next big one is $857 million in net deferred tax liabilities. A lot of times these deferred tax liabilities and assets move back and forth. They're fairly insubstantial amounts because of the timing of the cash payment and taxes and versus when it's reported on an income statement. But we're getting up clear close to $1 billion, and that's a big number for these guys. And so there's a liability out there with respect to taxes they owe but have not yet paid.
And so obviously that's going to hit their ongoing operations going forward at some point because they can't defer this stuff forever.
That's right, at some point. And a lot of times things can move around with respect to the timing of tax payments and when they're reported in the income statement and when the actual cash goes to the IRS. But this number, getting up close to $1 billion, is a big number. And as you mentioned, at some point, they're going to have to make good on that. The days of deferred tax valuation allowances and things like that that have been used in the past to manipulate earnings and balance sheets, especially for financial companies, I think are coming to a close as more and more investors are recognizing this kind of work that we do and saying, hey, this is a specific place where companies go to hide certain expenses or things they don't want investors to see.
So you combine all of that with a valuation that is kind of silly, right?
Exactly, exactly. So to justify the $50 share price, that means the company's got to grow its profits at about 20% compounded annually for about 20 years. You know, not too many companies in the history of the world have ever done that.
True. Assuming that the company can't do that, how does this come to roost in terms of what a fair stock price is? If $50 a share is overvalued and you've got these problems on the books, whenever they come to roost, and we know you can't predict when that will happen, what do you think is a fair value on the stock?
You know, a lot of this is commodity-based, right, and economic and the overall economy-based. But, I'm thinking the stock is worth much closer to around $25, right, half of what it is right now. I think there's a lot of overpriced in the stock, obviously, based on my analysis. And, you know, at the end of the day, these guys are in a commodity business. They're not – they don't have the pricing power that refiners and other oil and gas-type businesses have that are – farther down the value chain. And so, you know, look, the profits aren't there. They've made bad investments. And, you know, they're yet to really earn any returns on capital that exceed their cost of capital. And in many ways, $25 is fairly generous.
So we are talking about a 50% haircut from $50 down to $25 for Cabot Oil and Gas, ticker symbol COG, in the danger zone. For more information, go to newconstructs.com or follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer is president of New Constructs. David, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us on Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
There is much more to go. Up next, it is the Money Life Market Call with James Evans of the Thompson IM Funds. Stick around. Money Life will be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.